Here's something I've never told anyone. I was originally intended to be the first mate aboard the Starstrider. Sasha Kasana was never supposed to even see the gangplank. When Captain Harris was given the role of captain, she also gave an ultimatum. She wanted Sasha as her first mate. The Eshians wanted, no, needed, Harris on board, so they agreed to her demands, and a new space for me had to be found. AI technician was out. The job was too skilled, and I couldn't be guaranteed to do it well enough. Dr. Armstrong had already been chosen as ship's doctor, so that left just one space left for me, medical assistant. Looks like Samson Collins was never destined to see the stars after all. If Harris hadn't insisted Sasha come along, I would never have had to take the place of Armstrong's medical assistant, and perhaps Sam would still be around. Sasha would have been safe on Esho and never met Gabriel Gray, who would never have boarded the ship. Actions have consequences. Every time I make a decision aboard this ship, every risk I take, I can never fully calculate how the effects will ripple outwards, like stones thrown into water. I keep trying to minimize the damage, but every time I try, I simply create more ripples. Better to do nothing, but even doing nothing is an action within itself. I've never told another soul about the ripples Harris made that day, but now it pales into insignificance when I see the size of the waves I've made. It's too late, but I'll still try to fix it. Actions have consequences.
Hey, I thought I might find you here.
I was just... thinking.
Yeah. Me too.
It was my fault.
Sasha.
It was, Mika. Eshman had the gun pointed at me. If Kardash hadn't jumped in front of me, she never would have,
Well, by that logic, it was my fault for not taking Eshpin out in time. Is it my fault?
Well, no, of course not, but...
There you go, then. I don't want to hear anything more about faults. I know, you're hurting.
I really liked her, Mika, you know? She was young, fun, and hopeful. She wanted to help people. And look where that got her.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry too. I want to hold a funeral.
Of course, we can do that.
Good. She deserves that, at least. Before we space her, can we do it today?
We can, but we, you know, have Darcy's thing first. But afterwards, we have all the time in the world.
All the time.
Come with me now to the mess?
Yeah, I'll come along. Mika. Will you do me a favor?
Anything, Sash. You know that.
Will you, find some poetry for Kardash's funeral?
I can do that.
Something hopeful. She wasn't a sad kind of person. I don't know, something that exudes love. You know, something like that.
Consider it done. Come on, let's go.
Thanks.
Are we all here? Yes? No? Okay, good. Let's be quick about this. We've got a lot of work to do. Darcy, are you ready for this?
I've spent too much time not being ready. It's time I did something. I'm ready now.
We're here. And we understand.
We'll just listen. You do all the talking, we'll stay quiet.
Thank you. You've listened to the recordings, so you know at least part of how I did it. You know that I stole Sasha's key chip, used the explosion to clear my way to the escape pod, and that I was going to frame Sasha as the culprit. You also know part of the reason why I did it. Kalish had my sister. I had 5 years of conditioning under my belt, and I was terrified as to what he might do to her. You might even have heard that I believe we destroyed ourselves, and that humanity barely deserves its second chance. But that's not really relevant right now. Take a moment to imagine yourself as an Eshian. An Eshian with some stake in production and a high enough rank to hold some sway over the government. A group of starving, desperate refugees has washed up in your territory. They will clearly do anything for shelter. What do? You take them in, of course. You feed them, heal their sick, educate their children, provide them with a home. And then, when you have them more tangled in your web than any spiders, you put them to work. Cheaper pay than a regular Eshian. And they're willing, too. They remember how it is to go hungry. They will never suffer that fate again. But there is resistance building. Some of the humans are not as downtrodden as they should be. Preliminary scans of Earth have come back, and it's looking cleaner than expected. Much cleaner than expected. It's too late to take them back. The press have already released them, and the people are crying out for a mission back to Earth. You can't send Eshians. Imagine how that will look. It must be a human-built ship and a human crew. But if they reach Earth and discover it habitable, how many humans will wish to return there? Your workers will be gone. Your capital will slump. This mission cannot succeed. If it does, who knows how the economy will fare? You realize that the mission must fail. No foul play, at least nothing obvious. You have to make it look like an accident. Like humans can't be trusted with missions as important as this. You have to convince an entire nation that your falsehoods are facts. But the resistance groups are growing stronger. You need leverage, and you need a crew. Why not kill two birds with one stone? Why not install a resistance leader's daughter on board a ship with a doomed mission to keep the leader in line? So, Hallie Harris is kept under control. Mika Harris is made captain of a ship destined to be destroyed. Edgar Armstrong stops making trouble in the government while his daughter remains aboard the Starstrider. The media applaud this magnanimous decision, and the mission starts. But there's a spy on board. And she has orders to sabotage. Naturally, when the spy fails, you send in backup, an Eshian crew this time. You know that they will be loyal. This time, the real mission will succeed. This time, humanity will never make it back to Earth, and your tidy little job and tidy little income will keep on producing, and no one will be any wiser. And that brings us to now. I'm sorry I didn't tell you. I truly thought that you'd be safer the less you knew. But I realize now that we need to take action. I need to take action. But I think I realized it too late.
And that's everything.
That's everything. Really, I think I fucked up.
That, my friend, is the universe's biggest understatement. But I take your point.
Do you forgive me? Can you?
You're gonna have to work for it. You're not off the hook yet. What you did...
I know, I won't try to excuse it.
I forgive you, but I just can't give you my trust again just yet, Darcy. But I might. One day in the future. I think right now we all just need some time.
Well, we've got plenty of it.
I think I'm just gonna, you know, take a break. A quick break. I'll see you at the... See you there.
He's not okay. Maybe I should...
It's all right. I'll go.
Well, it's just us three now. What do you say we go and see off the three evildoers we have locked in that handy-dandy extra spaceship of ours?
Ugh, sounds incredible. I could do with someone to be angry at. Gabriel, would you like to come?
Yes. I think I need to keep myself busy.
Excellent. Let's go and vent some frustration.
Captain Harris, what an unpleasant surprise.
Yeah, you can stow it with the niceties, Shul. We didn't come here to gloat.
Really? How quaint. What are they teaching the military these days?
All right, you two, stop butting horns. We just came to see you off. Unless you wanted to attend the funeral?
Funerals aren't an Eshian custom. We have no need for them. Which you would know. Had you paid more attention in your human integration classes.
Oh, is that so? Did I miss the part on how humans were designed cannon fodder as well, or was that covered after class?
Captain?
No, Armstrong, let's hear them all out. How about you, Michael? Do you agree with these two? Or are you just too scared to do anything else?
You think he's scared? Oh, maybe you're right, Captain. Or maybe you just don't know what to do with your own fear.
Okay, listen up, dickwad. You want me to be scared? How about we take a walk down to the airlocks and play Russian roulette with the wires there? You want to see who's scared when there's only a single door between us and the vacuum of space? Because I bet I won't be the one who cracks.
Captain, stop!
I think it's time we sent these three back to Esho. Gabriel, care to do the honors?
Of course, Captain.
Don't bother trying to change the course, by the way. Gabriel modified the Eclipse's navigational system so that only we can operate it.
You're just going to send us back to Esho? No supplies?
The original supplies are still in the ship's hold. You have enough to make the return trip. Especially now you're... minus one person.
I'll be able to hack this, you know. You're going to pay for this.
No, you won't. And I won't pay for something I didn't do. Captain, I'm finished.
Good, let's go. If we never see this lot again, it won't be soon enough.
See you guys around. Or not.
Have fun sweating it back to Esho, Shul.
Oh, I'm not worried. Something tells me my job's already been done for me.
Gabriel? If you would. Saf, disengage the Orion Eclipse from the Star Strider and engage starboard thrusters. Let's put some distance between us and them.
I know there's not much to celebrate, but I am so relieved they are finally gone.
And good riddance.
You know what? I'm feeling kind of sentimental.
Well, there's a first.
Are you feeling all right?
Oh, ha ha. Really, though. With so much bad shit going on, I feel like I have to put some positive shit in its place. So. Saf?
Ooh, are we going to have a fight? I love our fights. I always win.
No. In fact, in a general gesture of peace and goodwill, I was going to broker a truce.
Excuse me?
I've realized you're not human. We don't think the same, and we probably never will. But I've finally got it into my head that neither of us are better than the other. My humanity does not make me superior to you. I was just dealing with my own shit in a really messed up way, and that wasn't right. So, I just wanted to say, I'm sorry. For everything.
You said we could carry on hating each other if we got free.
Sorry for backing out on a deal too, I guess. But I guess you're free to continue hating my guts, if you want.
No, I can't. After that performance, I'd look like an absolute bastard. No, I'm afraid I have no other choice but to forgive you.
Gabriel, get out your screen and record this. We're making history here.
There's no need to sound so thrilled about it.
Oh, trust me, I'm not. But you made me think of something Gabriel said to me once. All humans are people, but not all people are humans. I think I could stomach us being crewmates, for now.
Crewmates, then.
Bravo! Encore!
Well, that's the last emotion other than general crankiness I plan to have for the next month. You want anything else soppy out of me? Put in a request with at least 6 weeks' warning.
I will bear that in mind. Come on, we've got time to grab a bite to eat before, you know. I think you've earned it after all those feelings. Gabriel, are you going to be okay here on your own?
I'll be all right, Captain. I have Saf.
Of course you do. We'll see you later.
I'm so proud of you, Saf. You've come such a long way regarding your emotional management. I think we both have.
Thank you, Gabriel. I feel different somehow.
In a good way?
In an interesting way.
How's your code holding up? I'm sorry I haven't had a chance to check it over yet. I've just been so busy.
I'm fine, Gabriel. Lex is gone. I ripped their code to pieces.
Oh. Well, I suppose that does have a positive outcome.
Precisely.
Although it was a bit violent.
It was self-defense.
I'm just glad you're okay. When I realized...
I was scared for you too. I was terrified. I don't think I've ever felt true fear before then. It was a new experience.
Well, it's an experience I'm happy not to repeat anytime soon.
It won't.
Hi, Gabriel. Saf. Harris and Lee not here?
No. They've gone to eat. We sent off the Eclipse crew. Without too much trouble. Also, Dr. Armstrong and Saf brokered a truce.
They... what?
Yes. To tell the truth, I wasn't expecting it either.
It was a perfectly mature decision. Besides, it isn't as though I have to like her.
No, I suppose not.
How are you two doing? Saf, are you...
We've been over this. I'm fine.
Of course. Apologies.
Is Sasha...
He... could be worse. He's just spending a bit of time alone before the funeral.
I never knew they were so close.
I don't think they were. I think they were friends, just about. But that's not why he's... upset. She sacrificed herself for him. That's what happened.
Do you think he'll be okay?
I just think we have to be there for him. That's what matters.
I'm glad you're here. Not just for Sasha, but I'm glad.
I'm glad you're here too. We should go. We should be there for Sasha.
Of course. Let's go.
Now that we're all here, I think we should all say a few words. Any volunteers to go first? Well, I guess that makes me first. Okay. Kardish, you were sweet and kind, and you took the time to try to help me contact my mother. And you saved all our asses even when you were ordered not to. I'll always remember that. Thank you so much.
I'll, go next. I thought you were kind of annoying at first, to be honest. But you really came through for us. I haven't met many Eshians I've liked over the years, but you're the best of them. That's me done.
Private Kardish, we never really talked at all, but I appreciate the sacrifice you made. I'm sorry for your family back on Esho. You were a good person.
I'm not really sure what to say, but I liked you enough. You seemed like a good kid, and I'm sorry it ended this way.
Kardish, you were an Eshian. You took up oxygen, but in a nice way. I can't say that about many people. Thank you for looking out for the other people I like.
Sasha, would you like to say anything? It's okay if you don't.
It's okay. I want to. Kardish, I didn't know you for very long, but in the time that we had together, this is what I learned about you. You were principled, generous, honest, and funny. I feel that if you'd been around for longer, maybe we'd even be really close friends. I would have liked to have shown you Earth. But now, I guess I'll never forget what you did for me. For all of us. You were strong and selfless and a good friend. You will never be forgotten as long as we live.
Thank you, Sasha. It was nice.
Mika, could you,
Sure. You want me to read it?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. I am a thousand winds that blow. I am the diamond glint on snow. I am the sunlight on ripened grain. I am the gentle autumn rain. When you wake in the morning hush, I am the swift uplifting rush of quiet birds in circling flight. I am the soft starlight at night. Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. Do not stand at my grave and cry. I am not there. I did not die.
Saf, open the external airlock doors, please.
I hope you're happy out there in the stars, Kardish.
There. She's gone.
All right, everyone. Back to your duties. Gabriel, go to the bridge and check on our course trajectory, would you? I think it needs resetting by a few degrees.
Of course, Captain.
I'll go with you, Gabriel. I don't have anywhere else to be.
I'll leave you guys alone. You know where to find me.
Hey, Sash. You want to talk?
I think I just... I want to be alone for a bit.
You sure?
Yeah, I... just need to think. I'll be all right.
Okay, just... call me if you need me, okay? I'm here for you.
Thanks, Cam. Hey, Saf. You there?
Hello, Sasha.
Can I ask you a question?
You know, I believe we've been over this before.
Fine. I'm going to ask you a question, okay?
Of course. Proceed.
Do you have feelings? I know you feel, but are they like mine? Or are they something else?
I'm not sure. I suppose they must be at least somewhat similar. I was created by a human, after all. Why?
My whole soul feels bruised, and everything I've got in me is throbbing. Like one constant ache, and I don't know, I thought maybe... maybe if I was a AI, things wouldn't hurt so.
Sasha, I know you rarely take my advice, but please take it now, or I shall get very annoyed. Don't wish for things that will never be. Focus on the things that are and things that will become. When in a tunnel, there's no sense in looking back for the entrance you can no longer see. Feel the path with your feet and look ahead for the light just around the corner. That's the only way you can get out. There. Now don't you dare not listen to my advice ever again.
That actually really helps. Huh. Thanks, Av.
You're very welcome. Let's never speak of this again. Although, for what it's worth, I am sorry about Kardish.
Yeah. Yeah, so am I. But, thanks. Hey, what's... there's something wedged behind the support here. Saf, can you scan it?
Scanning. This does not show up in my search parameters. Can you pry it loose?
Sure. Let me just, No! Huh. It's pretty big. Seems like a device of some kind. It's kind of weird. I don't remember seeing anything like this before. I'm usually the only one down here. Except for Michael. Michael was over here when we were collecting tools. He came out from over here. But I thought he was just waiting for us. I never thought he'd be hiding something. Saf? There's a counter inside.
It's not a bomb, is it?
It's a bomb. Call Captain Harris. This is an emergency.
You think something feels off?
To be honest with you, Harris, nothing has felt on since we boarded this ship.
Well, that's true, but we've got rid of the bad guys. We've got a clear heading towards Earth. Why does this all feel so easy?
I mean, it wasn't exactly easy, but I get your point.
Exactly! Something is wrong, and it's gonna bug me like crazy until I figure out what it is.
Oh, Jesus. Well, looks like you're gonna get your wish.
Attention, attention. A bomb has been activated aboard this ship. Captain Harris, First Mate Kasana requests your presence in engineering immediately.
Fuck! Another fucking bomb! Another one! It's like there's an epidemic or something!
Armstrong?
Can't these people come up with something original for once? Why is it always a bomb in fucking engineering?
Armstrong!
Yes, sorry. I'm done.
I need you to go to the bridge and keep Darcy and Gabriel safe. It's the furthest place from engineering and will be the most protected area if we... Ooh, if we don't defuse it in time. You got that?
I could go with you.
No. I can't lose you too. Don't you understand that? My priority is my crew. And I need you, Armstrong.
Okay. Okay, I'll go to the bridge. But you're not dying on me today, you understand that? I need you too. The ship needs its captain.
I know. I need to get down there. Keep everyone safe. Sasha, you're still here. Okay. The bomb. Can you defuse it?
Can't, Captain. Not in the time we've got. Not even Gabriel could do it. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Okay, so we space it. We're close to the airlock, so we can probably make it in time if we really push it.
I know. I was thinking that too. But even if we get it out in time, there'll still be some structural damage. I can't tell how it'll affect the ship.
We haven't got a choice.
I know. So, that's why I'm taking it.
What the actual fuck, Sasha?
I knew you'd say that, but this is my fault, Mika. I should have noticed this sooner. It's my responsibility to fix it.
Give me the bomb, Sasha. And that is an order. Do not make it my last.
No, the crew needs you, Mika. You don't have to do everything yourself.
This is not about me. This is about knowing that I did everything in my power to save my crew, and that includes saving you.
I can't have someone else sacrifice themselves to save me. I can't. You're Captain Harris. You're the big, bad leader who steps up and takes charge. You can handle all that, and I can't. I'm not a leader. Okay? I can't do what you can. Hell, I wasn't even supposed to be here, you know? You chose me as your first mate. Let's face it. I'm useless. I can't do it. I'm not the person you are.
No, you're not. And that's exactly why I chose you as my first mate.
But...
No, Sasha, listen to me. You're going to give me that bomb and let me do this, safe in the knowledge that I did everything I could, and that you are keeping everyone else safe. First Mate Kasana, I hereby give you the rank of acting captain until I get back. And I will get back. Now you keep my crew safe, or I swear I will be pissed. Now, do you capiche, Captain Kasana?
I
said, Captain Kasana, do you capiche?
God. You brave idiot. Yes, I capiche. Keep them safe.
Good. Now, I gotta go.
Please. If anyone's listening, please let her be all right. Please for me.
Just let her be all right.
Captain Harris has reached the airlocks.
How much time?
6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second.
The Pilgrimage is brought to you by Star Strider Productions. This episode was written and produced by Francesca Marlord Ford. The role of Captain Mika Harris was played by Sena Breyer. The role of Sasha Kasana was played by James Oliva. The role of Dr. Lee Armstrong was played by Stacey Cotham. The role of Darcy Eldridge was played by Emily Curtis. The role of Gabriel Gray was played by Courtney Perdue. And the role of Saf was played by Rosie Curry. Our guest stars were Rico Brooks as Commander Shul, Alicia Atkins as Lieutenant Eshben, and Walter Mack as Michael Gray. Original music by Joash Kari and arranged by Francesca Marlord Ford. Sound design by Leela Jones Atkinson. Check us out on Tumblr at Star Strider Productions, Twitter at Pilgrimage Pod, and Facebook at The Pilgrimage Saga for news, extras, cool stuff, and more. Or check out our website at www.thepilgrimagesaga.wordpress.com. If you want to help the crew of the Star Strider bring humanity back to Earth, please consider rating and leaving a review on our iTunes page. Star Strider out.